I'm going to spend most of the time in the gospel. But we're in the Joel right now. And this is a promise of restoration. You know, the wine press is full and so forth. And then the Lord roars from Zion, and from Jerusalem raises his voice. The heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the children of Israel. Still is. You know, when 1944, when Israel was recognized as a nation again, Eve Congar, one of the leading theologians, said, well, the Jews haven't learned that they can't keep the law without grace. Now maybe they'll learn, because they'll realize they can't keep the land without grace. And so that's why we pray for our Jewish brothers and sisters, you see, because they're our brothers and sisters. But also so that this blessing of faith will be theirs, you see. And it's coming. That's all I want to think, I want to say about that. It's this promise, yet to be realized, of a totally restored Jerusalem. So, now, you know, there's many groups, Protestant groups, who collect the stones, the Malki stones, which is the stone. All the buildings in Jerusalem are made out of this Malki stone. It's a beautiful white stone. And so when the sun shines on that, the whole city glows, you know. I've been in the chapel of Dominus Flavit. It's on the way down the Mount of Olives, about halfway. And there's a chapel there, probably a little bit smaller than this. Yeah, quite a bit smaller than this. No, about the same. Anyway, Dominus Flavit is where he stopped and wept over Jerusalem. But when you're there, I once celebrated a wedding there at sunset on Easter Sunday, if I remember. And so there's this beautiful big window that overlooks the whole city of Jerusalem. So the sun is going down, and this whole city is bathed in this glow of sunset. All the buildings reflect it. It's quite beautiful. Here, there's a blessing on Jesus' mother. But our Lord says, you don't get it. She's not just a Jewish mother, you know, proud of her son, you see. Blessed are those who hear the word of God, and our translation has observe it. Which is okay, but keep it means more. Hang on to it. Yes, observe it. You just can't, you know, walk around with it. But observe it. Now that means that those, if Our Lady hadn't kept the word the way she did, she wouldn't be as blessed as are some others. But she did. She nourished that word. She kept it. She obeyed it. She stood at the foot of the cross and shared her son's passion, because that was the will of the Father. That is the word of God. And so it just so happens that on a Saturday of Our Lady, the regular liturgical gospel is this gospel. So how does that apply to us? See, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. It doesn't mean just store it, you know. It means make it active. And that's the blessing. It's more blessed to hear the word of God and to keep it than to give birth to the Messiah. It's more blessed. because that word can bathe the world in light through us if we keep it. And so, I think it's an invitation to really pray. You know, nurture prayer so that the work of the Holy Spirit is always going on. You see, first you have to hear the word. That hear doesn't just mean it's bouncing off your eardrums. It means you hear it and then keep it. You see, it has a power of its own given to it by the Holy Spirit. If we yield to that word, it will change us. It will carry us right to the throne of God. That's why there's such a blessed, more blessed than giving birth to the Christ. To hang on to that word. That's hard. Especially in our lifestyle. You know, we're zipping here and zipping there. Watching the ball games, whatever we're doing. Make sure this time to hear the word. Hey, what was the word today? What did you hear today? You heard that you should be hearing the word of God. That's what you just heard, right? Really hear it. You know? And keep it. Observe it. Yield to it. You see? God is at work in us. It is such a blessed thing. The Almighty and Blessed Trinity dwell in us. And the Holy Spirit works in us, moves us. Even as I'm preaching, doing what I can, He's trying to move me to preach. And He's trying to move you to listen. So that when this is over, we will all be keeping the Word of God in a new and deeper way. More obedient, more dead to self, more thoughtful, more caring for the poor. We will hear the word and keep it.